You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two people are dead after what police at UW-Platteville are calling an isolated incident Monday afternoon. The Platteville Police Department said that early in their investigation, they found that there was no danger to the public. Late Monday night, the university announced that two 22-year-old students had passed away after the incident at Wilgus Hall, a dormitory on the UW-Platteville campus. Finals were canceled this week, and campus will stay open so that students and staff can access mental health resources. The Blackhawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. Atrepalo County footbridge is a total loss after a fire last week. The Wisconsin DNR said that the bridge spanning the Tank Creek near Trempolo caught on fire last Thursday. As a result, the damages have left the bridge unusable. The former railroad bridge was built in 1957. There's no detour for the trail, which is 24 miles long and connects to the La Crosse River Trail. The DNR is investigating the fire while it cleans up debris and asks that people using the trail stay off of the damaged bridge for their safety. Gas prices went up for the first time in a few weeks this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices rose 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.98 today. This is 2.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Oil prices jumped following President Trump's decision to reduce tariffs and strike new trade deals. This move caused gas prices to increase in over three-quarters of U.S. states last week.
Here in La Crosse, prices largely are following the statewide trend, currently sitting at about $3 per gallon on average. It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The Daily Line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. City Hall has just one meeting on tap today, and that's for the La Crosse Center Board. The board will be reviewing its usual operational items, as well as take up a measure on the roof of the La Crosse Center. The only other committee to meet this week will be the Redevelopment Authority on Thursday. No agenda has been made available yet for that meeting. City Hall will be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. On Tuesday, the Board of Public Works will kick off the week's worth of committee meetings in La Crosse. If you're renting out your home or property for short-term rentals in Monroe County, you'll now need a license to do so. County officials announced that any so-called tourist rooming houses, including bed and breakfast, short-term rentals, or other lodging facilities, even if they're only being used during the summer, need a license to operate. Property owners have until June 30th to apply for a license. Any place that operates without the license can be fined $750. You can find out more information on the Monroe County Health Department website. The state budget process has stalled. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddle.
Budget negotiations are at a standstill in Madison. Senate leaders are urging Governor Evers to meet this week to keep talks on track before the fiscal year ends. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu and Speaker Robin Voss say their tax cut proposal is on hold until they can sit down with the governor. Democrats are criticizing Republicans for delaying debate on key budget items.
Legislators have until the end of next month to deliver a budget to the governor's desk. The nation's leader during the spring drug take-back day was Wisconsin. According to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the state collected over 56,000 pounds of unwanted prescription medication. In the 15 years of the program, Wisconsin has collected about 1.37 million pounds of medication, third behind Texas and California all time. The event happens twice per year, once in the spring and once in the fall. You can visit the DHS website to find year-round drug collection sites and more information about the program. Unemployment rates remain low in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The number of unemployed people in Wisconsin increased slightly in April, according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.3% over the last month. That's still 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%.
La Crosse, like many cities of its size in the state, has lower unemployment than the statewide average. The rain has arrived to western Wisconsin. After a long dry stretch, the Cooley region will be wet for the next couple of days. Today and tomorrow, highs will get to just above 50 degrees in most places. An inch of two or rain is possible with the showers that will be on and off through tomorrow night. Once the rain pushes out Thursday and Friday, highs will get back close to normal in the mid-60s. Highs over Memorial Day weekend will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler. Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. Foo Fighters fans might already have heard this, but drummer Josh Freese is out. The band informed Freese they were going in a different direction. The website Pubity.com says Freese was hired after the tragic death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins in 2022. Freese toured with the band but did not stick around long enough to be part of a studio album. The former Guns N' Roses drummer took to social media to tell his fans that the band called him and said they were going in a different direction with no reason given. Probably a tough gig given that the leader of the band, Dave Grohl, is one of the best in the biz. There's officially a new Milhouse. Pamela Hayden, the original voice of Bart Simpson's nerdy best friend, retired last year after 35 seasons as the voice of Milhouse. According to Entertainment Weekly, the new Milhouse is 90s band Private Life singer Kelly MacLeod. She appeared as the voice of Milhouse for the first time in last Sunday's season finale. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.